T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So a couple of trivia toasts for the show today. Ask the Men's Room is coming up, and our random question 844-999. Hola, the reason we asked, what assumption do people make about you because of the way you look? Jordan Flake was born with a genetic skin condition, and so was her infant son Jackson. But because the condition causes dry, scaly skin, crew members on the pair's recent American Airlines flight believe they had some type of rash.
Ew, what
possibly
is that?
A contagious one. They were removed from the flight. Flake shared the story on Facebook.
Flake?
Her name is Flake.
You have a skin condition with dry, scaly skin, and your last name.
Jordan Flake, that's correct. And her infant son, Jackson.
Goddamn.
Flake shared the story, explaining that an airline came on, an employee came on the plane.
Miss Flake!
And asked her if she had a note from her doctor verifying it was okay for her to fly. So she told him about the condition. He Googled it and tried to advocate for the pair. But the crew wouldn't budge, and they were escorted off the plane. I've never been so humiliated in my life, according to Flake, who was at that point flaking. In addition, she said she had to find alternative child care arrangements for her 4-year-old daughter back home. She and her son had been visiting her husband before he was deployed. They had to get a ride to the store to get the lotions that she and her son needed for their skin, as well as extra clothes.
Can I get the last name? It's Flake.
Washington Post.
Wait, with that last name, even her to buy lotion, I feel like the guy's going to make a
lotion
joke.
Lotion and Dinorex, huh?
I know.
Okay. Washington Post reports that after the incident went viral, American Airlines issued a statement. We sincerely apologize to Ms. Flake and her son for the experience they had, and our team has begun an investigation into the matter.
We're not being facetious.
Flake and her son's alternate flight were upgraded, and their tickets were refunded. Flake, who considers it her mission to spread awareness of this thing called, itchthyosis. Yes, there's itch in here for sure. She's got an Instagram account, and the family says they were booted because of the dry skin.
So let's see how you spell. I want to Google what this looks like, because it sounds bad, you know what I mean? But if I'm working at an airline, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. And then I'm looking at someone who has whatever this condition is, right? And you have to make a judgment call based on what you think the...
I-C-H-Y.
Hold on. Where the hell is it? Low chamber, apologize to Ms. Flake and her son. God damn, I can't even read that without laughing. Flake and her son's alternative flights. All right, let's move on. I'm going to go ahead and Google this. I want to see what they saw to see if I'm like, you know what? I may have made the same decision.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Nick. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hello.
Hola.
Nick, welcome to the program. Random question. Random. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Nick. Have you ever been on a diet, Nick? And what kind of diet or plan did you do?
In high school, I tried to put weight on, so I was taking some muscle builder stuff. But other than that, I've never been on a diet.
Well, you're trying to change your weight one way or another. Why were you trying? Were you just trying to get bigger and bulkier because you wanted to play sports? You wanted to look better for the ladies? You felt like you were too small? What was your reasoning behind it?
I was trying to get bigger to be stronger for sports and look better for the ladies.
Okay, and nice. How much weight did you end up putting on?
I think I only ended up getting about 5 or 10 pounds is all.
But was it all muscle weight?
It was. I went from about 125 to 135 is it.
Well, you got to think about how much you weighed at the time and what percentage that is of your body mass index.
125 to 135 is significant.
It really is. 175 to 180 is, all right,
well,
you added 5 pounds of muscle. Right. But, I mean, the other way around, that's pretty good. What do you weigh now?
I weigh 155.
So you basically stayed your high school weight for most of your life?
I am pretty close. I'm about 10 pounds heavier than I was when I graduated high school.
And how many years ago was that?
20.
Okay, can you eat whatever you want? Are you one of those people who can just eat whatever and piss everyone off around you?
Yes.
I hate you. Yeah, yeah. I know.
I love you, man.
I hate you. Not that I hate you, but I hate you.
No, he hates you.
Mm-hmm. I hate your ability to be able to eat whatever the hell you want without anything happening to you. Because if I could, I would love to be able to pick that up someplace.
Well, but like I say to you guys, when you guys give me grief, I'm like, yeah, but here's the difference. My insides are probably liquefied. I just stay thin, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. But people would rather look good to be dying on the inside than anything else. I believe this to be true.
Something happens when the food hits your stomach, and it's like being locked in a jail that, like, there's only one way you can escape, and you just got to get out right now. Like, everything is like, get me out of here! And they just fly the hell out as fast as possible.
Mine just turns to farts, and then the rest just melts away.
I bet if you ate a salad, it would be out of you within a half an hour. But I bet we could physically see the lettuce in the bowl.
You could, because I would puke it up.
No, the other way.
It will not last in my body long enough to make it there.
Reason we asked, have you ever been on a diet? What diet did you do? Is it the keto diet? Keto diet? What is it?
Keto.
Keto. The keto diet, I guess, is pretty popular these days.
Oh.
It is the latest fad weight loss solution for people who want to drop pounds off their body.
Because exercise apparently is still an alien concept.
Celebrities, including, they say, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Don't do it then.
And Jenna Jameson have touted the benefits of the low-carb diet to help lose weight and stay healthy. Isn't this just kind of close to the Atkins diet from years ago then? If it's low-carb?
It wasn't Atkins, what, absence of
they're
carbs?
They're going with, this is crazy. I don't know. I lost a lot of weight when I kind of tried to take some of those principles a while back. Just cut out the carbs and ate protein and vegetables and fruit.
Well, sure.
I mean, I think keto is just super popular right now.
Right, I mean, you can give it a name, but in the end, they're all kind of the same, right?
However, this diet does come with some complaints. The diet has some side effects, and women have been complaining, specifically women, about changes in their feminine region, which has since been nicknamed the keto crotch. According to Women's Health, there has been an increase of women saying that their hoo-haws have emitted a strong odor after altering their diet.
Smell it.
Publication made clear that the keto crotch has not been scientifically proven in all women, but experts have explained that it's possible for the vagina's odors to be altered because of the change of food consumption. So,
they had a point. You didn't hear Gwyneth Paltrow say that.
Yes, the body will enter into the
I mean, that would make sense, right? Like, how should I phrase this? Depending on what I eat,
it affects, right?
It affects.
Sure, and we've all heard that
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, man, there's a reason why cattle might have a grass-fed
diet. They say that the keto diet can alter vaginal pH levels,
mm-hmm.
which could have a change in a number of things. Pungent foods, spicy foods seem to take the fast lane in through our bodies and through the bloodstream, lungs, sweat, and vaginal secretions, creating especially intense smells under the arms, on the scalp, in the genital area, just about anywhere. Foods that may give off a notable offensive smell include garlic, onions, mint, turmeric, curry, blue cheese, and other fermented foods.
Blue
cabbage,
cheese.
Cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and asparagus.
A vegetable vagina.
Yeah. But they say there are foods, believe it or not, capable of making odors emitted from that area better.
Okay.
The good news is there are foods that can combat those offensive odors and actually add a sweet smell or taste.
Ooh.
Those foods include fresh fruit, fruit juice, whole grains,
oh, yeah.
and the most important, Greek yogurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Live cultures?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you know?
Eat the stink.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my...
Yeah, right, because that yogurt doesn't smell that awesome to begin with.
Everything you know about yogurt would lead you to believe it would make things smell worse. So
yeah.
I'm kind of glad that it can, if you have keto crotch, there's some good. Just apply the yogurt directly to your genitals. Miles, you had the story about the woman, God knows, her last name's Flake. Her and her son were prevented from boarding an American Airlines flight because of the condition they have, which, as best we can tell, is called ichthyosis.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't even sound scientific. If I said, no, sir, I have ichthyosis, that's
right.
Why.
It really, but look, man, it's ICHTHYOSIS. As best I can tell, ichthyosis. So I Googled the images of this. I rarely say that I agree with American Airlines because I think they're terrible, but... Now, look, I'm just looking at the image. Do yourself a favor if you're on a computer. ICHTHYOSIS. If you don't know what you're looking at, and I promise you, unless you're familiar with this, when you look at these images, you probably would not allow these people to get on the flight either. Right? This is not about being mean.
Yeah,
if you have to make a judgment call and you don't know what you're looking at.
I feel bad for the babies in those pictures.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, I'd be like, "You, I cannot let you on this flight. There's no way I can let you on this flight.
Oh. Good. Google.
Random.
Hello, Ryan.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Ryan, this is a random question. We've asked this numerous times, but there always seems to be a story that kind of goes with it, but it's one of our favorites. What happened to your meemaw? What happened to your grandmother or your grandfather?
What happened to my meemaw?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a serious story. My meemaw died while I was holding her hand.
When you were where?
Holding her hand.
Holding her hand, and she died. She passed away.
How old were you at the time?
I was 19.
Oh, you were 19. Were you the only one there?
No, my family was there. It was beautiful. I was glad I was able to be there. And, I told them my favorite memory. And I held a hand. And I said, Grandma, if you can hear me, will you squeeze my hand 2 times? And she squeezed my hand, man. I'll never forget that.
That's crazy, man. That's cool that you were there. That really is.
Well, we asked the right person.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot different than that. A grandmother from Texas. Her name is Judith String, and she was touring Iceland with her son last week when they saw a big chunk of ice that was shaped like a giant throne. It actually had what looked to be a seat within that chunk of ice. So she decided to sit on it while her son took a picture. And as she was posing, a huge wave rolled in, picked up that chunk of ice off the shore that she was on, and carried her out to sea. You know what I'm saying? That thing carried. It took off like a rocket ship. The video is amazing if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
it. Oh, she just goes flying out. It's almost like she gets pulled down to a rip current.
It is unbelievable.
The water was very cold, so if she'd fallen in, obviously hypothermia would be an issue. That would have set in pretty fast. Luckily, someone on a boat saw it after she flew all the way out there, and they picked her up. Her son got photos, though, of the whole thing, and now they're going viral after the granddaughter made fun of her and posted them on Twitter. But honest to God, I mean,
how long did it take for them to, all right, I got the picture up, I want to see the video.
So she's sitting there.
It just happened so quick.
It's amazing. Like, the wave does come up, pick that thing up, and she is just gone. I mean, she is being taken out to sea. So far out to sea that a boat picked her up. You couldn't even go out on a dinghy off the shore. She was so far out into the ocean that they had to go rescue her.
Wow.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, that's
still to come. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories coming up will be hangovers and the best foods to eat and the places to go when you're hungover and death. Ask the Men's Room coming up right after the emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories will be hangovers and death. That's all in the way. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Let's just jump right into the birthdays, guys. As his dad used to say, born on March 4th and has been marching forth ever since. Please play a bit of Dirty German Talk, asking where he wants to eat tonight. Love you, Pedro. That from Bubba.
Yeah, like any young man, I suspect he wants to eat at the Y.
Yes, I mean, he can eat whatever he wants on his birthday, but, you know, it's Bubba, so get prepared for something big.
Yeah, shrimp.
You ever been to one of those places?
What's that?
Bubblegum
Place. You know what, man? No, I haven't. I thought it was a joke
when I first
announced it. How was it?
It was fine. It's a chain restaurant that has good fried shrimp.
How many different kinds of shrimp can you get on
there? You get po' boys. You can get all kinds of different.
I mean, look, man, in the
fried
movie,
clams,
my man had to list, 40 different ways to eat shrimp.
They have all kinds of fried shrimps.
I was somewhere once for a wedding, and during the day, I just had free time. But I ended up at a bubblegum shrimp, and I got, like, half pound of steamed, half pound of something, drank a couple beers. I had a blast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was actually a pretty good time.
Yeah. It's kind of like eating wings, just shrimpy.
Right.
Thank
guys,
you,
today marks the start of my 25th trip around the sun, and since my wife won't listen to you guys, I guess I'll have to send in my own birthday request. I do penetration testing
for
a living.
His wife won't even listen to us.
So can I get the dirty Germans talking about penetration testing? Yes, penetration testing is a real thing. Look it up. Rock on. That from Josh, a.k.a. Beardo the Weirdo.
Yeah, I do not know much about this penetration testing, but I do know that after tonight you will call me Pac-Man.
Yeah, seems like this penetration testing is happening every time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always just a bit of a test until the end.
Yeah, you can bait a test.
All the dinosaurs, Hugh turns 34 today and he doesn't like cake, so give him a double chestnut of Joey style, and your penis is too small. That from the guys at Moon Construction. Guys, birthday request from my buddy Tommy. He'd love the dirty Germans talking about his job as a sound engineer. And maybe Wobbin wishing him a happy birthday in German. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Skyler.
Yeah, you're a sound engineer. You will be hearing many sounds tonight engineered by me.
Yeah, seems like this man is good with handling ropes and cords and then black things that are phallic shapes that people put their mouth around.
Yeah, that's just why they call them a grip.
Yeah, Folliking about stuff to be.
Guys, it's my mom's 40th birthday. Her name is Julie, and I was wondering if she could get a Suck It Up cupcake. And the dirty Germans talking about zoo animals. Thanks, guys. That from Darian.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I do not know much about the zoo animals, but my penis is the size of a hippo's.
Yeah, just remember, when you go to watch the monkeys do it and bang, they don't just bang. They make love.
Yeah, we would know.
Guys, today is my husband Tyson's 40th birthday. He loves your show. Can I please get a barbershop face sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about hockey? Thank you guys so much. That from his bitchola of a wife, Maria.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell a fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Yeah, I enjoy the hockey. They always call penalties for icing. Although, oddly enough, tonight, on your chest when I am done, it will look like icing.
Yeah, I like the parts with you just get to handle all those sticks. Also, maybe it's the Rangers to stop cheating. I see you. Cheat us.
Guys, today's my birthday. Before that, I was cutting jalapenos yesterday for dinner and went to pee. After peeing, I felt the burning sensation on my penis, and I could only think about one thing. Thrill. I just wanted your penis is too small, which is good if you forgot to wash your hand after cutting jalapenos. That from Cristiano Suzuki. Send a shout out to my husband, Shane. He is 46 years old. Can you please give him a big old Leroy Jenkins and some turtle wax? Happy birthday, Sparky. Love, Stacy.
Leroy Jenkins!
Charles, want to give a shout out to my boyfriend Axis. He is 47 years old. He can fix just about everything. He makes me crazy, but he's taught me a lot. Happy birthday, Biebs. I hope you enjoy what's yet to come. Lots of love from your girl. So give him a big old bong rip, please. And maybe some turtle wax. Thanks, guys.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, come on.
Guys, I want to wish my son Mike a happy birthday. It's his 55th trip around the sun. How about an original fish sandwich? You like that? And oh my God, what the hell is that, Jay, please?
Fish sandwich?
You like that? You like that?
Oh my God, what the is that, bro?
Hello, guys. I'm writing for you for my dad, John, wishing him a 55th birthday. You're a great father, friend, and firefighter. Your examples of generosity and hard work are something we all strive for. Enjoy your double nickel. I'm going to get you guys talking all over each other about firefighting. Thanks. That from Going Yard. Well, the one thing I know about firefighters is drinking with my roommate.
You know, my little
so pyromaniac, you being a firefighter, and then you end up being a
firefighter.
I've never seen more people
talk about
how
I like the firefighters.
Fireman.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
It's
Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
What if we're getting any men's room original sausage for show 3000 coming up here? That would seem like
we should get goo gobs of
that
pounds.
Would be a natural, you know what I mean? Maybe that, some chicken.
I had one just the other day. It was delicious.
Yeah, it looked good. I saw it on up on your Twitter there. Let's see here. We need to get a contestant on the line for your guess is as good as mine. Let's take caller 9 right now at 844-999. Ola, before we get to that real quick, just to let you know, if you haven't caught the show for a few days, we did a sit and spin a couple weeks ago, and it included some of the most popular songs in the history of Billboard music.
Right.
So as far as Billboard's 100 most dominating songs
ever
in the history of when they started recording music, they put the 10 most popular up there. Now, what does that mean? That means a song that's not only stayed on the charts forever, but also sells well. It's played on multiple formats. It's ultimately about how many times does this song get played. Now, if you're a band like Korn, you're probably only going to get played on rock stations. If you are a country band, more than likely Zac Brown, with an exception of maybe one song,
right,
is going to be played most of the time on a country station. You get the idea. Well, Smooth was one of those songs that basically just from Rob Thomas and Carlos Santana that was number one for a long time, and it got played to death.
Uh-huh. To put it mildly.
I was on the
every
air.
Format of goddamn radio that existed.
It was almost every other hour. Steve, I know you played it a lot when you worked at the light station.
Dude, I worked the overnight. Listen, when you work overnights on any station, certainly a light station as was the one I was working on, like, that's when you would play the closest to what you would call deep cuts, because frankly, nobody's listening, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's the truth. Between midnight and nobody's listening. And so I would go in, and there were other very popular, like Shania Twain was huge at the time and all this crap. When I looked down at my list that I had to play, Smooth, 6 hour shift, Smooth was played 6 times. It was played at the top of the hour. This is
and
4
believe from Cher.
O'clock in the morning. And I'm like, no one is even listening, but Smooth had to be put. And this was for months.
Robin, do we still have the clip from Sit and Spin from that time? If we go back in time here real quick. So this was our reaction when we heard that Smooth was on that list. I believe it might have been number one. I can't remember. Let's go back in time.
Time.
Top 100 top 10 songs of all time.
Smooth, number two.
Oh, God. I had to play this goddamn song soon. It's been so long, and the streak is over. It had to have been at least a year or two since I heard this in a grocery store. God damn it.
And the 6 hour shift, I would play this song 6 times.
We had to play it
every hour.
Oh my God.
In 1999.
That's the one.
That was the biggest
I'll take
thing ever.
Don't Worry, Be Happy on loop over listening to this.
I cannot do that.
Jesus. I can't think of another song that I played more times in my life. Maybe in classic rock.
You
like,
haven't. No,
like
you
turn
haven't.
The page or
you
don't
haven't.
Stop from
You have not. No, you just
Elton
haven't.
John Rocket
if you
Man.
Played Smooth at all, you played it more than any other song. And apparently, our reaction, Rob Thomas felt that.
He found out.
Maybe that was aggressive.
So, ladies and gentlemen, honest to God, tomorrow on the program, we will have Rob Thomas in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he is coming in to Sit and Spin.
Yeah, that's right.
The same segment that we just played for you. And Rob is going to bring in, I believe, what we understand. We don't know everything that's going on, but we do know that he's going to bring in some songs that, in his mind, he does not get tired of. So these are popular songs
that he believes you can't hear enough.
You cannot possibly
he does not get tired of.
Hear these songs and get tired of.
But do we trust the source? Right?
Well,
it's just like, no, but you're Rob Thomas, man. You know what I mean? Like you don't even qualify to be able to make the statement because you have one of the songs that people have heard too much.
So apparently we're
doesn't
gonna
doesn't that make him more qualified?
I don't know. I don't know how this works. I just
you
I don't know, man.
We don't know how he's gonna walk in here. He might be pissed off.
He
might not,
shouldn't be. That was that we were listen.
But he wanted to be on the show to talk about this and he agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So one way or another, that's the reason that he's coming on is because we, you know, didn't like his song and
we didn't say we didn't like his song. What we said was, we've heard your damn song too damn much, and it didn't matter what damn radio station, they all played the damn song.
Honest to God, we truly believe we're going to have Rob Thomas on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come in with some songs, so that is the plan as of right now. And we'll address the fact that it's a song that we got tired of. I think that's fair enough to
say. Yeah, quick.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Rob Thomas on the program tomorrow, as far as
it
we can
tell. It just never stops
It's
being
probably
played.
All a part of this 3,000 show celebration, is the way I'm getting.
I'm sure that's why he's coming.
Yeah.
That's the sense.
I would assume he'll just show up with a red carpet and doves will fly. I mean, it's Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Even the doves are like, tired of Smooth.
I think he was probably on that list of 5 people that my wife wanted to have sex with at one point. Like, if I can do it, I get a pass.
All right.
You know, I think he's one of those guys.
You know what? You should have sex with him tomorrow and be like, ha! I beat you to the punch!
I got a pass!
I had sex with Rob Thomas! How about that? Yeehaw. Let's see if he's up for that tomorrow.
You didn't say we can switch up lists, right?
Hey, Rob, a quick surprise. Can we have sex with you?
Right. Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll have our contestants pick from one of two categories. And then from there, you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. All right, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Lee. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
All right, Lee, welcome to the program, and Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Your category. So, the National Safety Council, they just released an updated list of the top 10 causes of death as of 2017 in the United States of America. So, they're your odds of dying, and there are 10 of them. The other category is the most popular places to eat when you are hungover. So, would you like to go with the 10 things you're most likely to die from, or the 10 most popular places to eat when you're hungover?
Things are going to die from.
Things
Poor
are
Ken
going
Alex.
To die from.
That's
all right.
The spirit.
All right. Absolutely. Yeah, why not? I dig it. So the story goes there, Lee. Odds are you're going to die one day from disease, and it's not a super cold way, like leaping out of a burning building or trying to stop a runaway train, but whatever. National Safety Council just released an updated list of the top causes of death as of 2017 and your odds of dying from them. There are 10. Lee, the way we play the game, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So what is your first guess and how people die?
Heart attack.
Heart attack. Okay. Heart attack is number one. The odds are 1 in 6 that heart disease or heart attack will be what kills you. That is the number one cause of death. Don't let anyone ever tell you different. It is heart disease and heart attacks.
So enjoy your french fries.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not going to get taxed. You got to keep enjoying this before it get taxed. There's a soda tax in some towns and stuff like that.
Cigarette tax.
Yeah.
Soda
you need to enjoy this diabetes tax without it being taxed.
But they're not going to tax. Listen, there's one way to figure out whether or not they're going to tax it, and it's they enjoy french fries too. I mean, that's it, right? Most people don't smoke. You can tax cigarettes. Yeah. It's only killing me. Soft drinks, whatever, we'll all do. But french fries, like, look, if I'm in Congress, I like french fries. I don't care that it kills people. That's never actually why we do things.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't paying extra for my french fries.
Lee, you're one for one. These are the top 10 things you're most likely to die from. What's your next guess?
Cancer.
Cancer, number two. 1 in 7 shot of dying by cancer. Good time.
By the way, you said cancer with more enthusiasm than I've ever heard anyone
cancer.
Say.
Before.
Cancer.
All right. Cancer sucks. Yeah, 1 in 7 people will pass on from cancer. Maybe something we should all be working on is finding a cure for that, you know?
Oh, I keep smoking, so I'm their guinea pig to test.
Exactly,
about.
Right. Why not? Okay, Lee, you're 2 for 2. You've got number 1, heart disease, number 2, cancer. These are the 10 things you're most likely to die from. What's your next guess?
How about an awesome car crash?
Car crashes. That seems like a pretty cool way to go. It is. And it's number 6. Car accident Dang. Is the 6th highest way to die in the U.S., 1 in 103. That is the first time ever, by the way, that opioids have been beaten out by car accidents.
Wow.
Yes.
Sweet. How about a drug overdose?
Drug overdose and opioids. Opioid overdose, 1 in 96. Unbelievable. Opioids have taken over the car crash industry. If you are in West Virginia or a number of other places, 1 in 96 will die from an opioid overdose. So far, heart attack, cancer, opioid overdose, and car accidents. You're a perfect 4 for 4. There are 6 possible answers that remain, Lee. You have 0 strikes so far.
Lung cancer.
Number 3.
Oh, there's specific ones on that too?
7 die of lung disease.
Well, sure. So I mean, heart say, disease, lung disease.
Right. Yeah, 1 in 27. You've got number 1, heart disease. Number 2, cancer. Number 3, lung disease, opioid overdose, and car accident. So you've gotten 5. You're halfway at home with no strikes.
Why not just like choking on something?
How about an animal attack?
Animal attack. That sounds like a really cool way to die. Believe it or not. Getting attacked by a dog is 1 in 115,111 people.
And even then, it only matters if it's a pit bull.
A hornet, bee, or wasp sting is 1 in 46,562. So animals will take you out, but it's a much higher number.
What about, and these are just my guesses, man, I'd say like suicide or murder.
Ooh, yeah, gunshots.
Gunshots. We're in the United States of America, baby. Absolutely right. Number eight, getting shot. One in 285 people.
All right.
We own that, man.
Gun death.
That's the highest in the top 10 of any other civilized country.
Right.
Yeah, we get that. We own that, man. Getting shot, hell, that's the American way to go. So far, you've gotten getting shots, opioids, lung disease, cancer, heart disease, and car accident correct. You've gotten 6 out of the 10 possible answers. One strike, Lee. 4 possible answers remain.
Hey, can I give a shout-out to my buddy with the ex-offenders, Robbie the Cat?
No, you can't do that because we're playing a game right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but nice try.
Suicide.
Suicide is number 4.
Jeez.
Man, oh, man. 1 in 88. You have gotten the top 6.
1 in 88.
Oh, yeah. Heart disease, cancer, lung disease, suicide, opioid abuse, overdose, car accident, number 6, and getting shot at number 8. You've gotten 7 out of the 10 ways to die here in the United States. 3 answers remain. You have 1 strike against you.
Come on, Grim Reaper.
Let's go with drowning.
No, unfortunately, drowning is not on the list. That'd be a terrible way to go, though.
Because all the other ones have been so good.
Well, I mean.
You got lung disease, you got a heart disease.
Well, how about, let's go with smoking crack.
Smoking crack? Ah, Lee, you're doing pretty good there for a while. You did get 7 out of 10. That is impressive as far as the game is concerned.
What about just like a fall? You know, whether it's...
Believe it or not, falling is number 7. Jeez. 1 in 114 falling. People will die from
just,
a fall.
Just hitting their head
the
wrong.
The roof, right? The sidewalk, right? Doesn't matter, right?
And the most in the state with the most deaths by people falling is Wisconsin. Read that today.
The ice, the snow, something like
so
that.
So if you're more than likely, if you fall and you die, you're in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. I figured reason. It might be Florida, just based on the age.
10 yeah, makes like a lot of sense. 10 on the list, which Lee didn't get, motorcycle accident.
Okay.
So 1 in 858 will die from that. And number 9 is that you're hit by a car or another vehicle as a pedestrian.
Jeez.
So 1 in 556 will die. So here are the top 10 ways to die. As of the National Safety Council from 2017. At number 10, it's motorcycle accident. Number 9, hit by a car or other vehicle. At number 8, getting shot. At number 7, falling. 1 in 114. Number 6, car accident. 1 in 103. Followed by, at number 5, opioid overdose, suicide, lung disease, cancer, and the number 1 way to die. That would be heart disease. The odds are 1 in 6. It'll be what kills you.
I don't know if this is true, but people made some good points on the comments, and it's just this. Possibly old age. The number one way to die, old age. Right?
Yeah, but do they ever say that?
Natural causes at that point.
Natural
right?
causes. But it's only after, old like, age. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's only after a certain age.
If my heart stops working, is that natural or is that heart disease?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
after, you're right. At what age do you just attribute it to age?
Like, look, man, the thing just ran out of energy. The batteries died. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it did all it could do. Still to come on Drink and Tell Us with the Shot of the Day. The return of Ask the Men's Room is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Still a couple of drinking toasts with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This on the way, but first...
It's been said that there are no stupid questions. We disagree. Because you keep asking them.
Will I ever find love? Why is the sky blue? Is that rash an STD? Is the world round? Is my mom a whore?
Questions that need answers. And yes, we can help. This is Ask the Men's Room.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. Let's start with this one. Pretty good question here from Paul. He says, Ola Thrill.
Ola.
Given your brother's job in the NFL, I'm curious. Does this entitle your family to perks such as free tickets to games or anything like that? Just curious.
If he's in town, absolutely, man. When they come to town, the way the officials work, as we have discovered, when they come to town, if it's a town that you live in, they do what they call their friends and family dinner. So any relatives or close friends they have per town, you go out to a rather wonderful dinner on the NFL's dime. And let me explain this to you. The NFL has a lot more money than we do. So, like, you want to, and you sit down with the crew. They're all very cool, right? I mean, they're just normal people. And it's funny because they'll trade war stories with you, like the horrible things that have happened, little things you wouldn't know. And then the next day, these guys that you had dinner with, you watch them out on the field, and you're like, that guy was drunk last night. You know what I mean? Like, that guy can eat three steaks. It's so you do get some perks when they're in town.
That's awesome. Just like any other job, man, they get family tickets no matter what.
Sure.
So, you know, like, if you're an NFL player, you get two or three tickets or
but
whatever you get.
Keep in mind, this is his first year as an actual referee as opposed to an NFL official, so he will be getting the lower-rung team. So if you're not a fan of the Cardinals, the Bills, or the Raiders, it is unlikely he ain't going to be here. Put it that way.
If you have a question for Ask the Men's Room, just shoot us an email to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Make the subject Ask the Men's Room and ask away. All right, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Geir Helgemo of Norway. This is all you need to know. The International Olympic Committee, which adheres to the World Anti-Doping Agency rules, they have stripped him of all of his titles because he tested positive for synthetic testosterone and the female fertility drug clomiphene or something like that. They found it in the system. And the guy, he's Norwegian. He plays for Monaco. He says he accepts the penalties because all of this gives him, as we well know, an unfair advantage. It should be pointed out that this guy, keep in mind, this anti-doping, he's the number one player in the world in the game of bridge. That's right. The card game bridge, unfortunately, falls under the Olympic Committee. They did a test. He had the drugs in the system. So despite the fact you play cards.
Wow. He had a low sperm count. He couldn't get him swimming, so they take these drugs so you can see if you can.
Well, he's not a bridge champ anymore.
I guess
so
not.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Let's get a contest online now for Profile This.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.